One of the advantages of a three-tier model is that it makes decision-making around whether and when a child should be considered for special education more transparent, principally because the levels of intensity of instruction 1 and 2 don't approximate the level of intensity that should be in special education. The second reason for a three-tier model is it's easier to implement than a four- and five-tier model. And the third reason is that it's easier to distinguish between. It's more logical and apparent to talk about level one instruction as the core curriculum, core instructional program. Level two, more intensive pull-out, small group tutoring. Those are two very different forms of instruction. And we have validated practices for both of those in some domains at some ages. And then we have special education.
You have a three-tier model, then you have the advantage of being able to use special education resources to power your third tier. I think that's an important benefit. Otherwise, you have three tiers of instruction that have to be funded by the general education system. By pulling special ed in as your third tier, you're integrating special education better into the prevention system. And it provides an opportunity for an RTI framework to have an important reform effect, not only on general education, but also on special education. To the extent that your third tier is integrated with your first two tiers, then you can have more of a seamless system.